Julie Kirkpatrick with Scroggins Law Group here with Will Coburg from Coburg Real Estate Group. How are you doing today, Will?
Julie, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. This is exciting.
I'm glad to have you here. Will and I just finished up a case together where Will was the real estate agent for one of my divorcing clients.
That is correct. And it was a great experience. And part of the reason it was a great experience is because you were so wonderful to work with.
Well...
Get some points right off the bat.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you. Not everybody tells me that. I got to tell you. I don't know that everybody thinks I'm the easiest person in the world to work with.
Well, I will tell you, before I got to know you, I felt like you were very good with communication, didn't beat around the bush, and I can appreciate that. You saved everybody a lot of time by just like, hey, this is what we're dealing with. This is how to do it. And that's how I operate in these types of situations when I'm dealing with two sellers that are in, you know, a civil situation like this.
Do you get a lot of cases like that? Or cases?
Well, a lot of real estate.
Home sales?
Right, a lot of deals like that. Actually, you know, it's interesting because I've probably had about three or four in the last year. So, and the biggest thing is just be objective, right? You know, handle each attorney on either side, just very objective. Like, hey, look, I'm just here to get the most money in the shortest amount of time so these two people can go on their way. And so that's my goal. That's my job. And I think once I present that to each side and they realize that, okay, this cat really is, you know, I think the biggest fear is like, well, I don't want to use your person because you know them and they're friends. Well, I don't want to use your person because you know them and they're friends. And so it's this mistrust. And so I feel like I can come in and really create trust meeting with each client independently. And then they both feel comfortable dealing with me with their real estate needs, you know?
You want to share a little of your background with the people?
Oh, background. Okay, so yeah, before we dive into it. Hi, everybody. My name is Will Coburg with Coburg Real Estate Group of Keller Williams Luxury Real Estate. And the broker is actually Keller Williams in Frisco, even though we serve everyone, you know, from Dallas all the way up the tollway to Gunter now, believe it or not.
Wow.
I think Oklahoma's after Gunter, right?
I think so. I don't even know where Gunter is.
You don't know where Gunter is? Like this?
No. Down Preston, okay.
Yeah, straight up. So Preston goes all the way to Lake Texoma, pretty
that
much.
That I know. I've been down it. I just, yeah.
And we're selling, I'm actually, there's a development out there called Hunter's Ridge, and they're selling acre lots for $175,000, and they're selling out like hotcakes. Can you believe that?
No.
Yes, so that's what's happening. And then also do some work in South Lake area, Keller, Colleyville, anything, and I do land and ranch. I just sold a 4,423-acre ranch down north of Del Rio in Valverde County. So land and ranch, luxury, but, you know, sell everything from $300,000 to, you know, I guess the highest price point this past year was just right at $5 million. So do that. I've got a team. We've got four people on my team, Shimon Woods, John Gill, Katie Palermo, and J.D. Chandler, and they buy and sell, so they help me do that. John and Katie actually live in Dallas, so it's great. I live up in Frisco, so we're really able to help tag team and do everything and take care of our clients' needs effectively.
Have you always done real estate?
No, I have not.
I want to hear about your background.
Yeah, so
Vera just told me about it earlier today. Yeah. I had no idea.
Well, do you want me to start from childhood, like how many siblings and all that stuff? And then you can start painting.
A child star and didn't know it?
If I ever need your help, then you'll know why after I paint the childhood picture, right?
Uh-oh.
So, youngest of five, but I am a twin. So I was 2 minutes behind in the womb with my twin brother Joe, and he's about like 6'6". Got a 34 in his ACT when he was a sophomore in high school. I got a 21 the second time I took it when I was a senior. So he is smarter. And just recently married, so congratulations to Joe and his lovely wife Morgan. His first time getting married. I got two older twin sisters, Kelsey and Kendall. They're twins.
Wow.
They're 10 years older.
Your parents are gluttons for punishment,
yes.
Aren't they?
Yeah, and then a middle brother, Eric, he's older than Joe and I. He's 7 years old. So my mom and dad had sex three times and they had five kids. Oh, can we do that? Can we say that? It's kind of clean. I mean, it's science. Right? Okay, so moving forward. So Joe and I were born in San Antonio. My parents... originally from Louisiana. All my cousins are in South Louisiana, so you know, love the food, the Cajun food, the spices, grew up with all that. Moved to San Antonio, and then my dad was a Burglarm company owner, Sonatrol. I think they actually started in Dallas, Sonatrol Security Systems. But sold his deal in San Antonio in 89, moved us up to Little Rock, Arkansas, grew up there. Actually went to high school where Jerry Jones' boys went.
Really?
So my brother Eric was in Jerry Jr.'s senior class at Catholic High School for Boys in Little Rock, Arkansas. And Jerry still gives money to the to Catholic High now. So I didn't want to go to Arkansas, went to Ole Miss. You know, Eli Manning was 2 years behind me at Ole Miss. You know, Archie Manning, great history there. The next in line, Arch Manning, which is Archie Manning's grand, I guess it was one of the Eli's brother's son, just committed to Texas. So everybody watching that's a Texas fan, boo. But Lane Kiffin will get him in the portal.
I am a Texas
fan. Yeah, well, I can see your little burnt
like
orange.
Like half of our office bleeds burnt orange and the other half is maroon.
Is what?
Maroon.
Maroon?
So, Aggies.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Giggle. Well, at least you didn't say Mississippi State, right?
Yeah, no.
So oh, that's our rival and they're maroon as well. Same color as A&M. But so, yeah, so I found my way to Dallas after graduating. And actually my first job was with Mark Cuban and the Dallas Mavericks.
Really?
So I did corporate sales. I was a sportscaster at Ole Miss, but business. So I love TV and, you know, was getting really into film. Moved here. Cuban had just bought the team. I was selling corporate sales, you know, working with Nowitzki, Nash. I did like a smoothie company, had like the Nashy Nash and the Dynamite Dirk. It was fun. And just, I mean, how much fun can that be coming out of college and doing that?
Right.
But I was always like, man, how'd I get on the other side? How'd I get in front of the camera? So I ended up leaving the Mavericks, still love them, and worked for Campese's Restaurants. You know, Campese's local. Dave and I, the grandson that runs them all now, David's still a dear friend, and actually got with Kim Dawson to kind of help that acting crave. You know, youngest of five, got to get the attention, be in front of the camera. That's how it all happens, right? And so I was with Kim Dawson, could never really get anything cooking. And then, you know, eventually got my real estate license 2012. I met my wife, Becky, and then we found out we were pregnant. And
we. I like the we there.
Yeah, we. That's what I said. She was pregnant. Like, how'd this happen? And, man, that's when I was going to an audition. So I was getting auditions, and a lot was because Hollywood South was happening, right? Like New Orleans and Atlanta. So I was going on auditions there and just would never do it. I was always, like, very nervous. And then when we found out we were pregnant, I'm like, well, this is probably the last time I'll ever, you know, be doing this. So I was going in this audition. I remember the show. It's called Breakout Kings. And they had, like, three seasons. And so I go in there, and I'm supposed to be a part of a chain gang. And so I know it's funny. And so I'm walking in. I'm kind of dressed a little bit nice. I'm like, you know, why am I worried about what these guys are thinking? I said, and I grabbed the bottle of water I had because I drove down there from up here, you know, 8-hour drive, audition, come back. Just poured it on me like I've been sweating all day in this chain gang. And I just walk in, like everybody's looking. I'm kind of like, this is the last time. I got nothing to worry about. So I walk in and I crush it. And the producer goes, it was like I was playing G.I. Joe's. You're just, or you know, when you're wrestling with your buddy in the back and you're playing War or Rambo or something. And producer's sitting on the couch, he goes, that was pretty good. Do that again. And it was a scene where he punches me, and I'm like, and just could care less about anybody watching. I'm just like, let it go. And I did it again. And like, I sing, let it go. And so did it again. And as I was walking out, the little casting director says, she goes, that was really good. And I was like, well, thanks. Probably the last time I'll ever see you. Agent calls me, Will. His name's Terry. He's down in New Orleans. He's my only agent now in New Orleans. Terry McNeil with Del Corral and Associates. No longer with Kim Dawson. They're great, but just decided to focus on that. And he talks like, Will, congratulations. You booked your first role. I was like, yes. And so after that, I booked like four shows. You can see on IMDb. But so now continue to do it. And real estate's been great because it gives me stability. I'm able to take that film and TV passion and make cool real estate videos for all my clients. Well, so that's how it benefits you.
I like it.
Yeah, I like you. Oh, but not like that? Is this improv?
Is your wife watching?
Hold on.
You better watch it.
Well, there's a lot of wives watching. Okay, so we're going to take a short break, but if you'd stick with us, we'll be right back after these messages.